This program is brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
God will take care of you. God will take care of your children. God will take care of your relationships. God will take care of your marriage. God will take care of your business. God will take care of your physical body. God will take care of your mind. God can take care of your emotions. God will take care of everything that concerns you. The only reason he wants you to depend on him is because he says, I've got grace that is full and ready to take care of you.
The West Coast was the first off, and they did not disappoint. And East Coast, you're up next. Change is coming to New York City. Are you ready for the revival? Join Creflo Dollar on April 26th for the 2024 Change Experience Tour. Prepare for transformative sessions, amazing worship, and genuine fellowship with other believers. Text CHANGE 2024 to 51555. Visit CreflodollarMinistries.org or scan the QR code on your screen. Change starts now.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
If you have your Bibles, go with me to the book of James, chapter 5, verses 1 through 8 I'm going to read out of the New Living Translation. We can all agree that there are a lot of things happening in the world today, and when we look at Israel, we see the unfolding of tremendous Bible prophecy. We understand what has been said thousands of years ago. We understand that in the sequence of things that this takes place, and then there should be other Arab countries to try to come against Israel. There should be some things that will happen in form of Persia, which is known as Iran, and Magog, which many believe is Russia, and that all of these things are going to begin to happen. And then in the middle of it, there will be a man that will come to cut a covenant of peace. And the Bible says, with peace will deceive many. But I want to deal with you today, because also according to the time clock, when that happens, you're not going to be here to see it. Which means that we are very close to the rapture. And I know you have people say, well, rapture's not even in the Bible. Caught up. But what we don't hear a lot about is the end time prophecy concerning what I believe may be these United States of America. An end time prophecy concerning the United States, concerning you and concerning me. What has happened and what will happen. So I ask you to pay very close attention, because during this time, the Bible says to us, now is the time for you to look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Now notice this scripture here in James chapter 5. We're going to talk again about depending on God as your source. Because in these last days, that's got to be settled. God has got to be your source. I said, God has got to be your source. I said, God's got to be your source. not just you just articulating it. It has to become something that is relevant, valuable, and real. I trust God. Your trust has been under attack. God being your source has been under attack. You being a person that says, I depend on God, has been under attack by, most of the time, religious people who don't have a clue. Here's what he said in James 5, verses 1 through 8. He says, look here, you rich people. Now, this chapter, or these verses, are talking about rich people who have come to trust in their riches. It's talking about people with money who have allowed mammon to get on their lives, and they trust money more than they trust God. It's talking about people who have a love for money. Look here, you rich people. Weep and groan with anguish because of all the terrible troubles ahead of you. Your wealth is rotting away, and your fine clothes are moth-eaten rags. Your gold and silver are corroded. The very wealth you were continuing on, or counting on, will eat away your flesh like fire. This corroded treasure you have hoarded will testify against you on the day of judgment. For listen, hear the cries of the field workers, whom you have cheated of their pay. The cries of those who harvest your fields have reached the ears of the Lord of heaven's armies. You have spent your years on earth in luxury, satisfying your every desire. You have fattened yourselves for the day of slaughter. You have condemned and killed innocent people who do not resist you. Dear brothers and sisters, be patient as you wait for the Lord's return. Consider the farmers who patiently wait for the rains in the fall and in the spring. They eagerly look for the valuable harvest to ripen. You too must be patient. Take courage, for the coming of the Lord is near. What a prophetic word. Now, here's what I want you to see and what you to understand. I want to lay this foundation. The very nature of grace demands dependence upon God. But in Romans chapter 4:16, Romans 4:16, it talks about how, go back to the King James, it talks about how we have to have faith to receive that. He says, therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace. So everything grace has made available, he said, it is of faith that it might be by grace. To the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but that which also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. So he says, grace has made everything available for us, but you're going to have to depend on Jesus in order to see these things come in your life. Will you depend on God? Everything that you'll ever need in this life has already been made available, but you can only access it by your faith. Grace being God's infinite and unmerited provision for every need. Grace is a person. His name is Jesus. Grace is this unmerited favor. It's unmerited, abounding provision. It is provision that keeps increasing over and over and over and over again. It's unmerited, abounding provision in the operation of it's an unrestricted, unrestrained operation of the love of God that comes through Jesus for mankind, but it will especially show up for those who depend on him. Provision that will show up for those who depend on him. Provision that will show up for those who depend on him. Grace, it is complete in itself without the addition of anything by man. He needs nothing from us. Jesus, who is grace, the only thing he needs from us is to depend on him. We brought nothing to the table. And he has decided to be abounding provision for you and for me. He has decided that for those who will trust in him, he will provide for. He will be your El Shaddai. It's only because of his grace that God asks man to live in dependence upon him. That's the only reason he asks that. Depend on me because of my grace. Depend on me because of my abounding provision. It's grace, that's God's part. It's dependent on him, that's man's part. God's grace and dependence upon man, they are inseparable. You have to understand it. It's not just knowing that the grace of God is unmerited favor and the grace of God is abounding provision, but it's also recognizing that the only reason he wants you to depend on him is because he is well equipped to take care of you. Say it out loud with me. God can take care of me. How many of you believe that? You know, last week I talked about the Holy Spirit was sent to convict you of not trusting him. Most people don't even know how to define this word, convict. It doesn't mean make you feel bad. The Holy Spirit is not coming to make you feel bad. The word convict means to convince you to trust him. And by convincing you to trust him, a lot of things starts happening because you're convinced God takes care of me. When systems fail, you got to be convinced God takes care of me. When you lose your job, you got to be convinced God takes care of me. When the banking situation changes and things start happening and currency starts changing, you got to be convinced I'm not going to get focused on what's happening in the world or in my nation because I've already settled it. God takes care of me. So there is an all-out assault against you trusting God. God will take care of you. God will take care of your children. God will take care of your relationships. God will take care of your marriage. God will take care of your business. God will take care of your physical body. God will take care of your mind. God can take care of your emotions. God will take care of everything that concerns you. The only reason he wants you to depend on him is because he says, I've got grace that is full and ready to take care of you. And if you don't think he can take care of you, I dare you to have a flashback and pick up the times where nothing in the world was ready to do anything for you, but God showed up with a still small voice and he has taken care of you. You coulda, you woulda, you shoulda died. You coulda, you woulda, you shoulda lost this. You coulda, you woulda, you shoulda went crazy, but his abounding grace. Help me. God, help me. James chapter 1, verse 17 in the Message translation. James chapter 1, verse 17 in the Message translation. Did I finish reading James? I did, right? Amen. Y'all got to help me today, okay? James chapter 1, just verse 17 in the Message translation. He says, so my very dear friend, don't get thrown off course. Every desirable and beneficial gift comes out of heaven. The gifts are rivers of light cascading down from the Father of light. There is nothing deceitful in God, nothing two-faced, nothing fickle. He brought us to life using the true word, showing us off as the crown of all his creatures. All right, here we go. You ready? Hebrews 13:5 in the Amplified, and then 2 Timothy 3:1 through 5 in the New Living Translation. All right. Hebrews 13:5 in the Amplified. I could have just got up here and hollered and screamed and got you excited and we could have went on home. I can't do that. That's not what I'm called to do. I got to show you that it's there. And even if I show you that it's there, just trust God to talk to you. I read this in the King James, and it didn't have the impact that it had in this translation. He says, let your character or your moral disposition, watch this, let your character and your moral disposition be free from the love of money. There's a difference between having money and having the love of money. Ain't nothing wrong with you having money. If something was wrong with us having money, then all of us would be in trouble. But the love of money? Be free from the love of money, including greed and avarice and lust and craving for earthly possessions. And be satisfied with your present circumstances and with what you have. For he, God, himself, has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I don't need you to love money. I need you to love me, because I will not fail you. I will not fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake, nor let you down, nor relax my hold on you. Assuredly not. So there's got to be something here where he's like saying, hey, dude, don't get trapped in the love of money. I got you. All right, now look at this next verse. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 through 5 in the NLT. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 through 5 in NLT. You should know this, Timothy, that in the last days there will be very difficult times. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you can cast out devils, but unfortunately, you can't cast out prophecy. You should know this, Timothy, that in the last days there will be very difficult times. For people will love only themselves and their money. There it is again. They will be boastful and proud, scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful. They will consider nothing sacred. They will be unloving and unforgiving. They will slander others and have no self-control. They will be cruel and hate what is good. They will betray their friends. They're going to be reckless. They're going to be puffed up with pride. And they're going to love pleasure rather than God. They will act religious. but they will reject the power that could make them godly. Stay away from people like that. Oh, my goodness. Here it is again. There's a warning. In the last days, watch out. The lover of money. Those people in the last days will have a love for money. Now, the thing I want you to understand is that money is money is in competition for our hearts. Money is in, or you'll find out later, it's mammon, is in competition for your hearts. The Bible says where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be also. The love of money is about trust. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. But what is the love of money? It's when you love and trust money more than you trust God. Why is it that people get so irritated when money is talked about at church? Why is it that they go crazy on the internet, like probably some of them doing right now, but we finna block them? There's a reason why. Mammon is trying to protect his wicked, evil doctrine. Listen, there are 2,350 verses in the Bible about money. How can that be? 2,350 verses. And like I said, money is not bad, but loving money is. Trusting money is. Valuing money more than you value God is. Making an idol of money, and an idol is based on the value you assign to it more than God. Have you assigned a value to money more than God? Do you trust that money can take care of you when God is saying, please give me a shot? I got you, but you have valued money. You have placed a value on money greater than God. Money is like a hammer. It can help or it can hurt.
Who or what do you trust? In the three-message series, Trusting God in the End Times, Creflo Dollar breaks down how to declare dependence on God when so many people choose idols for themselves.
God has got to be your source.
Everything that you'll ever need in this life has already been made available, but you can only access it by your faith. Grace is this unmerited favor. It is provision that keeps increasing over and over and over and over again. Provision that will show up for those who depend on Him.
It's grace that's God's part. It's dependent on Him, that's man's part.
For a love gift of only $20 or more for CDs, or $30 or more for DVDs, secure a copy today. Call the number on your screen, scan the QR code, or visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org and click eStore. Learn how to genuinely trust in God.
Break free from limitations, embrace your uniqueness, and celebrate your achievements. Don't wait another minute. Bloom, Radical Women's Conference 2024 is almost here. On Thursday and Friday, March 14th and 15th, take your growth to new heights with Taffy Dollar, Krislyn McNair, Laura Pickett, Dr. Anita Phillips, Egypt Sherrod, Grammy Award-winning artist Samara Joy, and much more.
When you get here, the atmosphere, the vibe, everything is amazing. Prepare yourself, because by the time you leave, your life will be changed forever.
You build relationships starting here in the Women's Conference, and it also teaches you things that you can use in the real world in your everyday life as a Christian.
It's time to fulfill your purpose and turn your preparation into elevation. Secure your seat now by texting RADICAL to 51555 or visiting www.taffydollar.org.
We want to be sure we are living according to what God has taught us about giving. And we understand that giving and receiving is a spiritual law. It's a reflex of God's love. And I'm so glad that Taff and I begin to understand how to walk in this principle. But we give not out of necessity. We give out of a cheerful heart. We give because we're grateful and we're thankful to what God has done. You know, I want you to pray about becoming a giver into Creflo Dollar Ministries today. And if this ministry has blessed you in any way, consider sowing a seed of any amount, and we will greatly appreciate it. Thank you in advance for your support, and God bless you.
Your financial donations into this ministry work all over the world to change countless lives. If you'd like to support our efforts to save the lost, you may call in or visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org today. God bless you.
No matter where you are on your personal journey, the Word of God can reach you. Tune in to World Changers every Sunday at 10 a.m. or restream at 2 p.m., 6 p.m., and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Have you ever had God save somebody in your family and they were no good for nothing dirty, but He saved them anyway, sanctified them, filled them with the Holy Ghost?
Text WATCH NOW to 51555 or visit worldchangers.org for more information about services and stream times.
I open my heart, I open my mind, I open myself up to God possibilities, to God happenings, God encounters, whatever He wants to do, however He wants to do it, but I refuse to live in the past.
We're in this together. No matter where we are world changers. See you online.
Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe. The preceding program was brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.